Hey guys, so after I came out with my Alexander Hamilton piano cover, which you can click on over here, and my Alexander Hamilton piano tutorial, which you can click on over here, go ahead, I'll wait. I got a couple Hamilton tutorial video requests. All right, I guess it's more than a couple. Anyway. Thank you so much for those requests, but the real reason why I haven't done any of them is because Hal Leonard came out with their own Hamilton piano sheet music book, which you can buy for the low, low price of $22.99, which is about the same as the album. And hey, if Hamilton could scan for every book he could get his hands on, so can you. Now, in this book, there's 17 songs covered, most of which are the ones that you guys requested. But that also leaves us a bunch of other songs not covered in the book that we can still talk about. All right, let's get started.
All right, there are 23 songs in Act 1, 24 if you count the secret song that's only in the show but not the album, and 10 of those songs are covered in the Hal Leonard book. Act 2. There are also 23 songs, and 7 of them are covered in the Hal Leonard book. As you can see, the songs in the book are colored white, and the songs not in the book are color-coded, with the exception of some songs that have chord progressions that are from other songs not covered in the book. You'll see what I mean. A quick note on the highlights. If a song is highlighted, that means that the chord progression in it originated from a song featured in the Hal Leonard book. Like so. Highlights! Moving on. Now let's start at the very beginning. Alexander Hamilton, which I covered in a previous video. Now this song comes back as A Winter's Ball, Guns and Ships, The Adams Administration, also Burn. Now it takes a little bit of finessing, but the chord progression, if you remember, was B minor, F sharp major, G major, and D major with a F sharp major, A sharp in the bass, going back to B minor. Well, in Burn, that final chord there doesn't happen. Instead, what happens is D down to C sharp acts as a passing tone back down to the B minor. So as you can see, even though we've only talked about one song's chord progression, we can actually play up to 5 songs with that same chord progression. Now this brings us to song number 2, Aaron Burr, Sir, which I think is a really interesting song because it introduces us to the Aaron Burr chord progression. This chord progression is C major, A minor, and E minor, or 1-6-3. And this chord progression shows up at key Aaron Burr moments. It comes back at the end of the story of Tonight when we find out that Aaron Burr has a little someone on the side. And that leads us directly into Wait For It. And we know this is the Aaron Burr chord progression in Wait For It because Lin-Manuel Miranda actually outlines the chord for us in the hook. D flat major, B flat minor, F minor with C in the bass. Now the chorus for Wait For It is a little bit different than that, but for the most part, Wait For It is the Aaron Burr chord progression. Now in Non-Stop, we have the Aaron Burr chord progression come back, but this time it has a bass line. There's more movement now in this chord progression. This time it's in the key of F major, so we go from F major to D minor to A minor. And the way that this works in the bass line is F, F, E, D, D, C, A, G, A, B flat, A, G,
F,
and repeat. Put it together. The next time we hear the Aaron Burr chord progression is in the election of 1800, and Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr have a little exchange that is a reprise of their first exchange together. But in this moment, Aaron Burr has changed a little bit. He's adopted more of the attitude of Hamilton. And so actually the version of the chord progression that we get is from Nonstop, where we had that bass line come in. And the bass line is pretty much there by itself. And the final instance of the Aaron Burr chord progression is in The World Was Wide Enough, which, of course, is a very sad conclusion to this chord progression because we finally realize the result of Aaron Burr's way of thinking, which was wait for it, which was to talk less and smile more. See, the Aaron Burr chord progression has this unsettled quality, like it's stuck, like it can't finish what it started. And the reason why is it because it lands on the 3 chord, which doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't take us back to the 1 chord, at least not comfortably. Now we could find ways to quote unquote fix this problem. For example, we can make the E minor chord go to F major, like so. Or we could make the E minor chord go to G major, like so. Both of these sound perfectly fine, except they're not as expressive of who Aaron Burr is as a character. He's a person who waits rather than seizing opportunity. He's a person who is defined by others rather than going out and defining who he is. And because of that, this E minor chord, which is not built to go anywhere, feels like the perfect encapsulation of this character. One of the beautiful aspects of Lin-Manuel Miranda's compositional style in taking this chord progression and threading it through the show to show us the progression of this character and how their mindset from the very beginning of the show led to their downfall at the very end of the show. And as you can see in the full charts of Act 1 and 2, there are many, many more connections that can be made in terms of these chord progressions. I'll be talking about some of these chord progressions in future videos, so thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe if you want to see more of these videos, and I'll see you next time.